So perhaps you may have heard that there was a big announcement from the Archdiocese today, and it was that our cathedral was named a minor basilica, which is quite extraordinary because they don't make those too often. Next year, we celebrate 200 years as a diocese, founded in 1821. Bishop Fenwick was the first bishop assigned to the Cincinnati Diocese, and the Cincinnati Diocese consisted of all of Ohio, all of Indiana, all of Michigan, all of Wisconsin, and all of Iowa. So Bishop Fenwick was very busy. To celebrate that, the Holy Father bestowed this honor upon our archdiocese. It is the oldest continuous cathedral being used as a cathedral in the United States. This year will be 145 years that the cathedral was built and dedicated, and has been maintained as a cathedral over all those 145 years. So Pope Francis gave us that honor. So that's quite a nice thing to have in our back pockets. At first glance of today's gospel, Jesus could come across as rather callous or cold or unloving. This Canaanite woman is a Gentile. A Gentile is anybody who's not Jewish. Who she's calling out to a Jewish man that's not her husband. And that was unheard of in their culture. A woman would not be talking to a man unless it was her husband. And to even prove it to you to this day, I was on a plane from Paris to Tel Aviv, and there was an Orthodox Jewish man, and a Gentile woman was assigned to sit next to him. And he raised such a ruckus because it would have been inappropriate for him, a married man, sitting next to a woman who was not his wife. And so the flight attendants had to hurry and find some man who would switch with the lady so that they could finally take off. Jesus first ignores the woman. And then he gives this slight to her by saying, the food of the children should not be given to dogs. Now she could have cussed him out or threw up her hands and said, well, that's it with God and that's it with religion and that's it with church. But she didn't. She persisted. She knew Jesus. She believed Jesus could heal her daughter who was possessed by a demon. And she comes back by saying, well, even the dogs get something. Even if it's just the scraps, they can get something. And for her, for her sake of her daughter, she'll take anything to bring healing to her daughter. And that faith, that trust that she had led to the healing. Now, I think this is a more of a lesson to the apostles than it really was a slam to the Canaanite woman, because they had a certain image of being Jewish, and this woman was messing things up. So Jesus shows to the apostles that this non-Jewish woman had more faith than the Jewish people, including the apostles. And so because of that, he uses her as a lesson to show to them of such faith and devotion and trust. They wanted just to get rid of her, but Jesus shows compassion. Now, if you remember last Sunday's reading from St. Paul, he tells the people that he would be willing to give up his eternity with God if the Jewish people would just convert and believe and repent. Because he knew that this is so important. If they would just do that, they could be saved. And in our reading today, he's saying, look at the Gentiles, Jewish brothers and sisters. Look how they've responded to God, how they responded to Christ. Shouldn't that motivate you in your faith to come to the Lord Jesus? Oh, the Jewish people are God's favorite, so they thought. So I got it made. I'm a shoo-in. Oh, but look what he's doing to the Gentiles. These good things going on in their life, bringing them gifts and blessings. Maybe I need to think about this. I think we always have to be conscious of our faith and what we are doing with it. How do we nourish it? How are we taking care of it? Some may think, well, I'm baptized. That's a sure ticket into heaven. Baptism gives us every grace necessary so that we can live good, devout, holy, and virtuous lives. But all of that could be forfeited through sin. Some may think, well, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus. The devil believes in God, and the devil believes in Jesus, but he's not going to be in heaven. It's because there's no love. There's no desire to please our Lord and to love and serve him. Christ is teaching us about who we are as a matter of faith. And sometimes we can be frustrated in our faith because when we pray, sometimes it seems that our prayers go unanswered. God has seen a bigger picture than you and I could ever see. And even if it's something selfless, a good intention, like for someone we love who is sick, or maybe a couple who's on the verge of a divorce, Lord, bring them healing in a relationship. Or somebody who's been out of work for months and they're scared and they can't pay the bills. And it seems like these prayers go unheard. And that can be very frustrating, that can be very challenging. And this is when faith comes in. Lord, I don't know what more to do. I have to surrender it all to you. He knows what is best for us and leads us to that right place that we need to be. But we need to be persistent. I've prayed for intentions for many, many years that have not yet been answered. But the intention is well worth my perseverance and my sacrifices. And when the time is right, God will bring it about. I cannot help but think that this Canaanite woman had not prayed for her daughter before she met Jesus. She probably prayed for her daughter many times. But it was at this moment when she and Jesus met, that was the moment that prayer was answered. Jesus, I trust in you, are words that our Lord gave to Saint Faustina. They're powerful words. It's a prayer. It's also an acclamation. Jesus, I trust in you. I need that trust. And I believe in that trust, even though some days it's tough. And so sometimes we may have to say that several times in a day, but that's okay. When we do these things, we're growing in our faith. We're persevering in our faith. We're conforming ourselves more to Christ, who's also conforming himself to us. And to bring all these things to the Lord in prayer, it cannot go unheard.